C.S. Lewis once said, "You are never too old to set a new goal or dream a new dream." Hi, I'm Rob West. Retirement from your regular job one day will give you the opportunity to find a new way to serve the Lord. But along the way, you can make mistakes that may slow the process down. We'll go over a few today so you can avoid them. We're off, so please hold your phone calls. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Now, I should point out that the biggest mistake you can possibly make with respect to retirement is to not save enough during your working years. We always recommend that you put 10 to 15% of your income into a qualified retirement plan like a 401k, 403b, or an IRA. The younger you are, the more likely a Roth IRA will be best for you. If you fail to contribute enough to your retirement plan, it won't generate enough income to support you when you stop working. You can't depend on Social Security alone. The earlier you begin putting money away for retirement, the better off you'll be due to compound earnings. So avoid the biggest retirement mistake. Make sure you're contributing regularly to your qualified plan. There are several more mistakes you can make, however, and many of them have to do with rollovers. If you don't do them right, they can cost you a lot of money. The first rollover mistake to avoid is not paying attention to the one per year rule. This happens if you change your mind about where you want to move your money and grow impatient. In most cases, you can make only one IRA to IRA rollover in a 12-month period. If you do more than one, that money will probably be included in your adjusted gross income. That's potentially a huge taxable event. But that's not all. The IRS will also treat the second rollover as an excess contribution, which will trigger an additional 6% tax for every year the money stays in the new IRA. So whatever you do, plan your rollovers carefully and never do more than one per year. The next big rollover mistake is to lose track of the time and miss the 60-day rollover deadline. If you withdraw money from your IRA, you have 60 days to deposit that money into another qualified retirement plan, usually another IRA. If for any reason you take longer than that, the distribution will be added to your adjusted gross income. Now, who would do something like that? Well, just about anyone can get caught up in the daily grind and let time slip away. We hear from them occasionally, and there's really no way to help them except to say that since the money is already out of the 401k or traditional IRA, they have until December 31st of that year to do a Roth conversion. They can take what's left of the distribution after taxes and put it into a Roth. Of course, the best way to avoid this is to never take a direct distribution from a qualified retirement plan if you intend to put the money into another qualified plan. Just fill out the paperwork and have the plan administrator send the funds directly to the new account. That way you won't be taxed on the money since you never actually received it. Okay, another rollover mistake to avoid, losing the ability to take the 10% penalty exception. Most qualified plan distributions are not only taxable, they also trigger a 10% early withdrawal penalty if you take the money out before reaching age 59 and a half. You may not even have known there are exceptions, but they indeed exist, although they're different for different plans. For example, if you're a first-time home buyer, you can take a distribution of up to $10,000 out of your IRA for a down payment without incurring the 10% penalty, but you can't do that with a 401k plan. All right, here's the fourth rollover mistake, doing a rollover from a 401k to an IRA after you leave an employer if you still have an outstanding loan against the 401k. Any outstanding loans will count as a distribution and will be fully taxable, plus subject to the 10% penalty if you're not yet 59 and a half. Obviously, you avoid that by paying off any loans before doing a rollover. So those are four potential rollover mistakes to avoid, but there may be others depending on your situation. It's always best to consult with your CPA or another financial advisor before doing a rollover. Of course, we always recommend that you connect with a certified Kingdom advisor for advice and help on issues like retirement planning and rollovers. You can find CKAs ready to help you by going to faithfi.com. That's faithfi.com, and click on the Find a CKA tab. As I said, we're off today, so don't call in, but we've got some great calls lined up in advance, so we'll go to those just around the corner. I'm Rob West, and we'll be right back.
For American Family Radio, I'm Charles Morris with Haven Ministries, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. What does salvation look like? The Lord's people have been answering that question for thousands of years, and the Lord has been providing answers as well. Leviticus 26:6 gives us a vision. I will grant peace to the land, and you will lie down, and no one will make you afraid. I will remove wild beasts from the land, and the sword will not pass through your land. Peace, security, comfort, that's what salvation looks like. Lying down to sleep without worrying about you or your family's safety. Walking outside in the wild without fearing that a bear or a lion is about to attack. Salvation looks like this. And in Christ, that day is coming soon. Spend more time with Jesus. Visit GetAnchor.com.
Are you struggling to fit your faith into your practice as a Christian financial advisor? The Certified Kingdom Advisor designation teaches you a step-by-step process to confidently deliver advice that aligns with Christian values. Discover the skills you need to help your clients make a kingdom impact. Get started today by enrolling in the CKA educational program at kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified. That's kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
Satan could not be God's opposite because, you see, he was created by God. Isn't it interesting how he has duped us into believing that he is God's equal in the realm of evil?
Don't miss Dr. David Jeremiah's message, The Fallen Angel, on the next Turning Point Weekend Edition.
Listen to Turning Point, Sunday mornings at 7 o'clock Central on American Family Radio.
What if your everyday purchases could support biblical causes? With the all-new Cash Rewards Visa card from Christian Community Credit Union, a portion of every purchase goes to ministries that spread the gospel, combat human trafficking, and protect vulnerable children. Plus, earn unlimited 1.5% cash back. Visit joinchristiancommunity.com. Membership eligibility required. Each account is insured up to $250,000. This institution is not federally insured.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. By the way, if you've not checked out our website recently, we'd love for you to do that. The wealth of content, articles, podcasts, and videos there to help you be a wise and faithful steward of God's money is incredible. You'll find it all at faithfi.com. You can visit that on your smartphone or on your desktop. Again, faithfi.com. Just click the content button. Also, while you're there, check out the FaithFi app that can help you manage God's money and access all of this great content on the go. Just click the app tabs. Again, it's all at faithfi.com. Let's dive in today. We'll begin in Miami. Hi, Marilyn. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you? This is Marilyn. Thanks for taking my call. My question is, I have several investment IRA accounts, stocks and bonds. I also have equity in the home, but I also have some credit card bills and some two car payments. So I'm trying to figure out, should I take investment and pay them off? Should I take the equity in the house and pay them off?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So let's start by just kind of unpacking what you have here just a bit. So you mentioned you have some credit cards. What is that, the amount that's you're carrying on a balance?
Credit cards is about 20, maybe 30,000.
Okay. And how long have you had that? Has that been building over time, or has that been with you for some time?
About the last, since COVID, I think. since, COVID 2019.
Right. Okay. And are you adding to that balance every month?
No. Everything is not, it's just closed.
Okay. How did the credit card debt come about? Was it just lifestyle spending beyond your means? Was it a single event?
Yeah, one was a single event, and just the others just opening up and paying off something else and then adding.
So, I mean, I want you to get out of debt. The challenge is that I really want you to correct the issue that led to the debt in the first place, which is usually consumptive spending beyond your means. And I realize life happens and, you know, there's challenges along the way. And that's why we really need to build a solid financial foundation. So I'd love for you to start by building up at least the beginning of an emergency fund. So if you just pay the minimum on these credit cards and keep all the other debt serviced, and if you cut back as much as you can on your bills, do you typically have anything left over at the end of the month?
Yes, a little left over, but not so much to say, let me put aside.
Yeah.
Sometimes what's left over is zero. Sometimes left over is a little bit. But I've been paying double the amount towards my credit cards to pay them off, and I'm paying the higher interest rate ones off first.
Sure. Yeah, no, that makes sense. Do you have anything in liquid savings right now, or have you put everything toward getting out of debt?
Put everything towards getting out of debt.
Okay. Well, I'd love for you to start with the budget and really look at any opportunity to cut back so we can free up as much margin as you can. And I agree you need to get out of debt, but we also need to break the cycle of additional borrowing. So I'm going to recommend you try to save between $1,000 to $1,500 just so you have something to fall back on when the unexpected comes, so we can get out of adding to that credit card debt once and for all. The other approach is not to pull from your home. That would be expensive money. Plus, it would take unsecured debt and now secure it or collateralize it by your home. I wouldn't pull out of your investments either. I really would prefer that you go through what's called a debt management program. And that's my preferred way to get out from under credit card debt. Essentially, what would happen is you would contact our friends at ChristianCreditCounselors.org. They would tell you how low they can get your interest rate. So each of these credit card companies will have the credit counseling rate, which is going to be significantly lower than what you're paying right now. And the combination of one level monthly payment going through Christian Credit Counselors and the lower interest rates will allow you to pay that back on average 80% faster. But the key is that we're not, you know, taking out new debt or adding it to your home or even pulling out of your investments at a time, especially while the market is down. And in you paying it monthly, it really puts the emphasis back on, you know, getting that budget right and getting your expenses as low as possible and looking for ways to cut back, because you also have the ability to send extra beyond just the scheduled monthly payment that you'll send through Christian Credit Counselors whenever you're able. But I really want you to establish those new disciplines that allow you to make this sustainable. So once you get out of debt, you know, you never go back there, at least with regard to, you know, spending on lifestyle expenses on credit cards. Does that all make sense, though?
Makes sense completely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Thank
so,
you.
What I would do is contact ChristianCreditCounselors.org. Tell them that you heard about them on the program. They'll take good care of you. They will work with you on getting that new budget set up and helping you evaluate your expenses and thinking about how to control the spending coming in and out on a monthly basis. Then they'll review all of your creditors, tell you what they can do on those, getting those interest rates down, and then they'll tell you what that one new monthly payment is. And I think that'll get you on a good path forward. But I'd also love at the same time for you to at least get something going toward emergency savings every month, even if it's $25 or $50 a month. Let's just try to, you know, build up a little bit of a nest egg so that when something comes out of left field, you've got the ability to cover that, and, you know, we're not adding to these credit cards. So again, ChristianCreditCounselors.org is the place to go. Marilyn, we appreciate your call, and we'd love for you to keep us posted as things progress down the road. Thanks for being on the program today. Let's go to Chicago. Hi, Joe. Go ahead.
Hi, Bob. Thanks so much for taking my call. My question is, what are your thoughts on life insurance settlements? We purchased 2-term life insurance policies to cover me while I worked in case something happened to me. And the policies are set to increase in to a higher rate in 2024 and 2025. And beyond, you know, that's when they were maturing. And our plan is and always has been to let them lapse. Now, when I was looking on LinkedIn one day, I saw that this firm would give us money for the policies. I haven't filled out the information yet, but just wondered what your thoughts were on this.
Yeah, you know, for the average person, Joe, who's in a situation like you, where you had a term policy, you're in relatively good health, you know, you have a policy that's about to lapse. This really isn't a case for life insurance settlements. They're going to want to make sure that you have a terminal illness or there's some reason to believe this, you know, from an investment standpoint, this makes sense. And obviously, you know, with this policy about to go up dramatically at the end of its term, unless it has, you know, it's convertible to a whole life policy. And from an actuarial standpoint, in terms of your life expectancy, unless it makes sense to them, there's just really not a whole lot here. So the idea behind life insurance, I mean, you could think about it like car insurance. You know, you have it to protect you and offset a risk, but you hope you don't ever have to collect. And the same is true with the term insurance, which is just the pure insurance offsetting the risk that you have during your working years, that if you were to pass away, it's going to create a hardship for a loved one who's depending on that income. Well, you had that coverage, you paid for it, you know, just covering the mortality expense, but you didn't have to use it, and that's great. So we let it lapse. We either replace it with another term policy, you know, maybe a shorter term to get you through your working years, or we just let it go because, you know, we had that coverage and it offset that risk. But unless you're in a particular situation with a certain type of policy and a health status that warrants it, I think the life insurance settlement is really not a viable option. I hope that helps you, Joe. We appreciate you calling today. Thanks for being on the program. We'll be right back.
AFR programming is now available on Alexa.
You're joking, right?
Nope, not joking.
Seriously?
Yep, this is not a drill.
Wait a minute. No way.
There's a way. The Alexa way. So if you just happen to miss your favorite shows, no worries. You can now listen to each podcast with Alexa. It's simple and it's free. Just visit afr.net/apps and click Alexa. We're not joking.
We are grateful for support from One Ascent Investments on the Faith and Finance program. They manage a comprehensive suite of value-based investment strategies designed to help Christian investors live aligned with what they value most. One Ascent believes that if your values inspire the way you live, they should also inspire the way you invest. This can be a unique form of worship. More information is available at investments.oneascent.com. That web address is investments.oneascent.com.
Can we trust the Bible?
He says, we saw this. And that sets the Bible apart from almost everything else in the ancient world and its religious pantheon of gods and goddesses.
The God Who Speaks, the important documentary from the American Family Association, is now available to watch for free on AFA's brand new streaming platform. Go to thegodwhospeaks.org to watch this award-winning film today. thegodwhospeaks.org.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing and the Faith and Finance program. For more than 30 years, they've been helping Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors at every stage, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. Through scriptural principles and practical suggestions, SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information, including the short video webinar on profit and peace of mind, no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
Here's Rob West of Faith and Finance, heard here daily on American Family Radio.
We understand how important it is for Christians to leave a legacy that will impact generations to come. One way you can do that is through a charitable gift annuity from the AFA Foundation. Call 800-326-4543, extension 345. That's 800-326-4543, extension 345. Or visit them online at afafoundation.net.
Hey, Greg, I need some advice.
Oh, what's up?
I'm really struggling with finding ways to cut back. With costs going up, especially in healthcare, what do you guys do?
We use CHM, Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health cost sharing ministry that's been sharing members' eligible medical bills for over 40 years. Sure helped us stick to our budget. And here's the website, chministries.org.
chministries.org.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Our team is away today, so don't call in, but we lined up some great questions in advance, and we'll be going to those here in just a moment. Let me also remind you that the advice that I give each day on this program is general in nature. We offer principles and ideas that apply at a high level. They are not personalized, so that's why you should always seek professional financial advice. And if you'd like to find a professional who shares your values, we, of course, here at Faith and Finance Live recommend the Certified Kingdom Advisor designation. These are men and women who've met high standards, and they've been trained to bring a biblical worldview of financial decision-making. You can find one at faithfi.com. Let's go to Frankfort, Illinois. Hi, Bill. Go ahead.
Hi. Just had a question about online auto refinance companies. We talk often about, the banks, no brick and mortar, to get better interest rates, same service kind of things. And I'm wondering how that works with auto refinance companies. I just bought a new truck and retiring, and, you're at the 4.9, 5.9 interest rates, but these online companies are advertising 1.9, 2.9. And I'm just wondering, is it legit? Are these companies out there? Because you talk about NerdWallet, and you go to the website, and they show all these companies that you never heard of before.
Yeah.
Are these companies good? And then one sends me, it's like, well, the fees are $2.99 to $4.99, which I never, didn't know that.
Sure.
So are there companies out there? Is a good way to refinance a car for cheaper rates than just going through your normal bank or credit union?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say you definitely want to take a look at these. Now, here's the key. I mean, you just want to look at not only the rate, but you also want to look at the expenses and make sure that it actually is a good deal. I mean, I'd be looking to get probably three bids at a minimum. One of those could absolutely be your bank, but why not go online to LendingTree or one of the others and see who's offering the very best rates right now for your credit score on a auto loan refi, and let them compete for the business. And if they're offering a more attractive interest rate, as long as you've compared, all of the costs of, the loan itself, not just the interest rate, but those other expenses, if it comes out better, I'd say go for it. There's no downside there. I mean, they're going to go ahead and fund that loan right on the front end, and they're going to service it or they're going to sell it. But at the end of the day, I mean, I would exhaust, plenty of options before you make your final decision, because it can add up to a significant amount of money. Now, you're not going to find a car loan right now at 1.9 or 2.9. I mean, that's probably going to be a dealer incentive. But, I would certainly take a look at some of the online lenders, and using one of those lending search engines is probably the way to go.
Okay, because the one surprised me, and they're like, well, others charge $2.99 to $4.99, which I never even considered. Then they're like, of course, we don't do that. So, as you said about rates, about fees, that $500 fee, you get a 0.5% or percent cheaper. Is it really worth it? So
right.
No name company heard before.
Yeah, so I think you need to get that good faith estimate so you can see what is the total cost of this loan over the life of the loan, and that includes more than just the rate. But if you can find somebody with low fees and they're going to give you a rate that's a point or two below somebody else, why not take it? So absolutely, I'd do your homework here, but consider the total cost of the loan as you shop these around. Bill, thanks for calling today. All the best to you as you look to get that refinanced. VG is in Fishers, Indiana. Go ahead.
Hi, Mr. S. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
And
thank you.
My question is, my required IRA withdrawal to go, I want that to go to my charitable distribution, like church and other institutions, before tax, so my tax bracket don't go up. Is it possible?
Yes, absolutely. So what is your age?
I'm 80 years old.
Okay, very good. And you've got an IRA, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so you can do what's called a qualified charitable distribution. And basically what happens here, as long as you're 70 and a half, you can satisfy that required minimum. But instead of them sending you a check, you can have it go directly to a charity or a nonprofit of your choice, including your church, and they'll get the full amount. You won't have to add that money to your taxable income, which you would otherwise, and you'll satisfy the required minimum distribution. So the way you'd go about that, VG, is you'd call your custodian, whoever you know, sends you your statements. So where is this account located?
At Edward Jones.
Edward Jones. Okay. So you'll call either your advisor, or if you're on the retail side, you'll just call Edward Jones customer service, let them know you're looking to do a qualified charitable distribution. They'll give you all the paperwork, either electronically or physically, where you would, you know, give them the name of the charity and, you know, the tax ID number and the amount and so forth. And then you'd want to alert them that it's coming so that they're not surprised by it. And then the money will never come to you. It goes straight to the ministry or the charity. And, you know, you'll have the proof that it was done for your taxes. So you can show that you took your required minimum. But as you said, you don't have to recognize that as income, which means you have more to give away.
That's what I thought. But last year I asked them to do that, but my Edward Jones did not. They withdrew the money, and then they distributed like I asked. So that means it was my tax bracket went up. That's what
I see.
Okay.
Well, then they didn't do it as a qualified charitable distribution. They just did it as a distribution. So you need to tell them, listen, this year I don't want you to take a distribution and send me a check. I want you to do a QCD. And that means that the money never comes to you. It goes straight from your IRA to that ministry or charity, which also will satisfy your required minimum, but will not add to your taxable income. So you just need to get ahead of that. Call your advisor or call Edward Jones. Let them know you want to do a QCD or a qualified charitable distribution. They do it all the time. So this should not catch them off guard one bit. Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, VG. Thanks for calling today. May the Lord bless you. More calls just around the corner on Faith and Finance. Stick around.
If the heavy burden of debt is robbing you of freedom and peace of mind, Christian Credit Counselors can help. We're a nationwide nonprofit credit counseling organization that has helped over 300,000 individuals in the last 27 years get out of credit card debt 80% faster while honoring that debt in full. To learn how Christian Credit Counselors can help you, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
Hello, my name is Todd Friel. I am the host of Wretched Radio, heard right here on American Family Radio from 10 p.m. till midnight Central Standard Time. Not to brag, but Wretched Radio from 10 p.m. till midnight is the single best Christian radio program on American Family Radio at that time period. That's right. We hope that you'll join us Saturday night. See for yourself from 10 p.m. till midnight for Wretched Radio on American Family Radio.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at EventideInvestments.com. That's EventideInvestments.com.
Are you investing in the future of God's kingdom or wonder how your money can make the most impact for His purposes? Kenneth Boa and Russ Crossan wrote the book Leverage, Using Temporal Wealth for Eternal Gain, to guide these discussions and build a financial legacy where moth nor rust destroy. Request your copy with your gift of any amount at faithfi.com. Your donation helps us share God's financial principles with others. Leverage your resources for greater impact today.
This weekend on The Stand Radio, reversing the effects of the abortion pill.
Lots of people don't know about abortion pill reversal, so it's very wise for believers in the church to educate themselves about this whole opportunity to help save babies.
And powerful reasons to be thankful.
If this world is all that you have to look forward to, it is bleak. But for us as believers, we have a future that's bright.
The Stand Radio, Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays at 8 p.m. Central on AFR.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Thanks for joining us on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Phone lines aren't open today since this is a recorded program, but we have some great questions we think you will find helpful. Let's go to Fort Lauderdale. Hi, Renee. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hello. How are you? Thank you again for taking my call.
Absolutely. Thanks for being on the program.
My biggest question is, what do I do with my 403B? I found out that the Broward County Public Schools stopped servicing where I had been putting my money into. And so the money's like out there. I have $49,000 sitting in this account just out there. When I finally tracked everything down, the company that will be able to reuse or whatever you want to call it, but not until like January or February next year. So do I start a new account, and can I start a new account, or do I have to wait and take this account? Do you understand what I'm asking?
I do, yeah. I'm not familiar with the specifics of what's going on there with Broward County. So they've suspended your current account and you're not making new contributions, but then they're going to have a new plan for you in the new year. Is that right?
That's the way I understand it. I don't even know how it even got stopped. I thought if we're contributing to something that unless we signed, they could take it, stop it, they could. But apparently they did. And okay. This apparently happened about 18 months ago. And I only found that out because another company started saying, hey, come join us. I'm like, I'm already filled up. I got my 357 and I've got my 403B. And they're like, no, you don't. I'm like, yeah, I do. And they're like, no, you have this 403B open. We can take that slot. And I'm like, what do you mean you can take that slot? And that's when I started looking into it and found out everything.
Okay. Yeah, very good. Yeah, unfortunately, I think you're going to need to get some more details on this. I'd love to be able to tell you what direction to go, but I would need to know a bit more just about what's going on with the plan. Do you have an advisor, Renee, that you've worked with in the past or you currently work with?
Sort of. I mean, just the company itself, you know, when they come in and, you know, tell me how much I need to put away to, you know, supplement my income once I retire.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, very good. So I think the key is that you get an advisor to kind of look over this for you, help you kind of read through the paperwork of what's happening with the plan. And then as a part of that, perhaps you do some retirement planning just to determine the very best place and way for you to save for the long term. And so I would probably reach out to a certified Kingdom advisor there in Fort Lauderdale just to have that individual look this over and help you make this decision, because I just don't have enough information to be able to tell you one way or the other how you should proceed. So the way to do that is just to head to our website at faithfi.com. That's faithfi.com. And then you can click right there at the top of the page, find a CKA. Okay.
Thank you so very much. And I'm sorry to have bothered you.
You're not a bother at all. I'm so glad that you call, and call anytime if we can help further. Thanks for calling. Let's head to Minnesota. Hi, Tina. How can I help you?
Hi, Rob. First of all, thank you for what you do. You're definitely a blessing to a lot of us.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. So the question that I have for you, my husband and I were actually looking at downsizing, and we came up on what they call a lifestyle home loan. And what it supposedly is not, is we were told it's not a reverse mortgage. They require about half of the home purchase price. And then for the remainder of your life, if you want, you can pay the taxes, insurance, and HOA, while the owned amount, the remaining owned amount, continues to accrue interest. If the buyer decides to sell it at the end of their life, or if they want to sell and move in into another home, then you would end up paying that interest. And I wanted to know, what do you think about this? To me, it still sounds like a reverse mortgage, but it's on a new purchase home.
Okay, well, you can do a reverse mortgage on a new purchase, and that's what I suspect this is. I mean, I think this is probably just a rebranding of a home equity conversion mortgage, which, again, you can do on an existing property if you have enough equity and you're at least 62, or you can do it on a new purchase as well. And there's a couple of varieties of it. I mean, you can do a lump sum payment where you'd use it to pay off an existing mortgage or purchase a retirement home when downsizing or upsizing. And then you can use it for a purchase. You can also do it as a line of credit, and you can do it also as you get a monthly income stream out of it. But essentially, it is a reverse mortgage. Now, one of the benefits of the home equity conversion mortgage is that, you know, it's backstopped by the FHA, the Federal Housing Administration. So, you know, the lender is kind of off the hook, and you don't ever have to pay it back, until either you sell the house or you die. And, you know, that life expectancy is not an issue there. As long as you're alive, they're going to not require you to pay anything. And if for some reason they paid you more than the value of the property, that's where the FHA steps in and backstops that payment. It can be an option for somebody who's looking either to just eliminate that major expense in this season of life, or they're looking to, you know, convert this asset to an income stream so they don't have to rely so heavily on investments or, you know, Social Security or both. Now, some people don't want to go this route, and I certainly understand that, because they want to get out of debt and stay there. And if that's your conviction, I would say go for it. But for some folks, you know, this can be a viable option. I think the key is kind of the fine print, just in terms of, you know, they're calling this a lifestyle home loan. What does that mean? You know, that's obviously just their branding for a particular product. And so you're going to need somebody who can evaluate what it is they're offering and compare that to another type of product to see, is there something better that accomplishes your ultimate goals and objectives. So what I might do, Tina, is get a second opinion. Our friends at Movement Mortgage are specialists in this. I'd go to movement.com/faith. That's movement.com/faith. And just ask them to take a look at it, give you a second offer for this type of product that accomplishes, again, what you're looking for, and just make sure, because these things aren't all created equal. Some of them have lots of high fees and expenses. There's an embedded interest rate inside of it. You want to know what that is. You want to make sure that it has the features of the home equity conversion mortgage so that you can't outlive this, and that, you know, there is the FHA backstop. So I just think you need to get a bit more information, and you really need somebody who can evaluate it objectively, or at the very least, just give you a second opinion. Does that all make sense?
It totally makes sense, Rob. Thank you so much.
All right. Very good. Yeah. Just head to movement.com/faith, and you can, somebody will get in touch with you and give you all the details. God bless you, Tina. Thanks for being on the program. Let me mention, folks, if you haven't checked out the FaithFi app, we'd love for you to do that. Think about this. Inside the app, there is a community of stewards that are sharing best practices, asking questions, encouraging each other on their stewardship journeys, and there's no cost to participate in that. Also, all of our broadcasts podcast archives are there, and we bring together the best content in biblical finance anywhere in our Learn tab. And then you could also use the money management, the spending plan portion if you want. It's based on Larry Burkett's digital envelope system. It's all in the FaithFi app. Go to faithfi.com and click app. You can download it today. We'll be right back with your questions. Stay with us.
Whether we're praying for our children, our spouses, or even ourselves, it can be hard to know what to pray. But in Scripture, we find clear direction on how to bring our requests before God. This week on Pathway to Victory, Dr. Robert Jeffress equips us with practical tools to improve our prayer lives. Join us for the series, Prayers That Really Work, all this week on Pathway to Victory.
Weekday mornings at 6 Central on American Family Radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jessica Peck, host of the Dr. Nurse Mama Show, the home of happy parents and healthy teens on AFR.net. I serve as your expert guide to engage, equip, encourage, and empower you to navigate life's toughest issues with your teens. We explore health impacts and home strategies to create a safe space in an unsafe world. The Dr. Nurse Mama Show on AFR.net.
Absolutely free. We know you've learned to be suspicious of those words, but really, you can get biblical financial wisdom delivered to your inbox each week absolutely free. Articles, videos, podcasts, and special offers on biblical resources. Nearly 60,000 people receive our free weekly wisdom email, and you can too. Create your free FaithFi account by going to faithfi.com and click sign up to begin receiving weekly wisdom in your inbox.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. If you have money in a retirement account or just a general investing account, you know the stock market can sometimes seem like a roller coaster. But it is possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind in investing, no matter what's happening in the market. You can see a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. Since 1990, Sound Mind Investing has sought to offer financial wisdom for living well. Soundmindinvesting.org.
Hey, great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. Let's head right back to the phones to Tampa Bay. Hi, Valerie. Go right ahead.
Hello, Rob. I just want to first share with you and your listeners that I, as a single woman and then married, have followed all the principles that you have taught and with Larry Perkett's teachings about God's principles on economics. And I'm just letting your listeners know, you do what's been preaching the truth, and God will move you mightily. There's nothing greater to be free from working in the world system and able now to serve completely with God and give his money back into his kingdom.
Well, thank you for sharing that, Valerie. I couldn't agree more, and I'm delighted to hear that's certainly been the experience in your life. So thanks for that testimony today of God's faithfulness. How can I help you?
I have an annuity coming up for renewal, or it's maturing, and I have choices. I can do many different things, and the advisor gives many different ideas. But it's approximately $46,000 is coming up for maturity. It's a Roth IRA. I really feel led that we should put in something more secure, maybe with some insured secured.
Yes. And did you say it's a Roth IRA?
That is correct.
Okay. Are you considering between rolling it over to another annuity or moving it out just into a Roth and investing it on your own? Is that what you're considering?
Well, I am wanting to roll it into another Roth of something, you know, whether it's a Roth IRA CD or something like that. I'm just not comfortable putting it. We're diversified also, okay, just like you shared with the other fellow. But I'm just not comfortable in leaving this out in the open to have high risk. It earned up to 25% for the 6 years it was in, so that's very good.
Yeah, very good. Have you? Who is managing the rest of your investable assets?
We go through an advisor through our credit union who has an investment and trust services.
Okay.
So
what else do you have? Do you have other investable assets there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Other annuities, other stocks, other mutuals, a lot of different things.
Okay. So what about just transferring this out of, since the annuity is maturing, what about just rolling this over into a Roth IRA outside of an insurance product with that same advisor so that he or she can manage this in light of everything else?
That would be okay, except I still want that protection. You know, these aren't, there was good protection here, you know, downsize protection. And some of the things, the products they have, and I'll call it the brokerage firm, you know, they don't have that protection.
No, I think you have to choose, you know, so you're always giving something up in exchange for that downside protection. So, you gain the peace of mind. And to your point, with an insurance product like an annuity, you get that floor where your assets can't lose, you know, beyond the principal that they have right now. But what are you giving up to get that? Well, you're giving up upside potential. So, you know, you might get a portion of the upside on the investment if it's invested in, let's say, indexes, or they may just give you a stated guaranteed return. So if that's what you're looking for, then you could roll it over into another annuity product that would give you those same protections if that's what you're after. The other approach is to say, well, I'd rather have access to the money if I need it, so I don't want to tie it up in another insurance contract because then I've got surrender penalties and not to mention all the other fees and expenses embedded in it. And so then I'm just going to put it in a guaranteed investment like a CD where, you know, it's going to earn 5.5% a year right now for, you know, the next 12 or 18 months. And then when it comes due, you'll consider what to do with it then. But I think the first question is, do I want to roll it over into another annuity, or would I like to try to limit my risk or even have, you know, guarantees on the money? And if so, well, then I'm going to have to stay in the most conservative investments, and that's going to be your banking type products like certificates of deposit. Which sounds like it'd be a better fit for you?
The second one. We have, because like I said, we have other funds that they're, you know, some are aggressive, some are semi, and they're well protected. There's downsize and upside protection, et cetera. It's a Roth IRA, it's God's money, and I just feel more comfortable, especially with things happening, you know, to be more safe or, you know, more protected. Because it's not money we have to have, in a sense, but I want to be able to get to it if we need it. And we're free to get it since we've met that age requirement.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if you have a trusted advisor that's managing everything else, I would just have this conversation with your advisor and say, listen, I want to roll this over to you, but I don't want to take any risk with it. I understand we're taking risk with other, you know, assets that you're managing. With this particular asset, I'd like to just take advantage of these high interest rates right now and let's buy a CD with it or something. But let that person have it so it's all in one place, but select the investments that meet your investment objectives with this particular portion of your assets.
Okay, well, I appreciate it. I wanted to hear it from a solid Christian man.
Okay. Well, thank you, Valerie. We appreciate you listening, and thanks for your kind words about the program and also for mentioning the late Larry Burkett. We're just incredibly grateful for how God continues to use his ministry even now. He's been gone for 20 years now. It's hard to believe, and yet it's not a week that goes by that somebody doesn't mention the impact Larry's ministry had in their life, so that's great. To Ocala we go. Hi, David. How can I help you?
Hey, Rob. Thank you. I got a offer for taking a lump sum distribution of my pension benefit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And my question is there any way to avoid that 20% tax, federal tax on it? I have a few options of how I receive it, whether all of it, a partial direct rollover, or a full direct rollover.
Okay.
And those direct rollover options would be a traditional IRA, an employee sponsored retirement plan, or a Roth IRA. I'll be 58 next month. And I just needed some advice because you're probably my only financial advisor I have.
Well, we only have a couple of minutes here on the radio, so it may behoove you, just given the significance of these decisions, for you to engage a financial advisor if you haven't already. There is a mandatory income tax withholding of 20%. That applies to most taxable distributions paid directly to you in a lump sum from an employer retirement plan. Now, if you roll it over, you should be able to avoid that. And so that would be the key as to whether or not you could take that as a qualified rollover. Have you decided whether you're definitely taking the lump sum versus the payout?
Well, I could take the lump sum or a monthly payment of around 87, which isn't much. Or if I do nothing, in 2030, I can start receiving 154. I do have a 401k at the employment that I have now and a pension plan. So I don't know if that helps you.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think you probably need to get some retirement planning here as a part of this. So you can really look at your overall financial picture. What are your income needs going to be in retirement? What income sources do you have? And then they can look at kind of the internal rate of return calculation on, you know, what would you need to earn on this money to equal what you would get in the pension payments, you know, based on your life expectancy, or, you know, maybe you go out to age 90, you need to consider, you know, what that payout would be for you or you plus your spouse if you're married, because you don't want this to be a key part of your income and then you pass away and then your spouse is left without that payout. You know, the pension payments for the rest of your life can give you some peace of mind there. There's also, in some cases, you know, it's better to take the lump sum because then you have more control over the money. It gives you flexibility over on how you want to spend it or invest it. You can do that how you see fit. You know, studies tend to show that retirees with the monthly pension income are more likely to maintain their spending levels than those who take lump sums. And then you've also just got to consider, you know, what if the pension administrator goes bankrupt? Now, for most people, the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, the insurance is going to cover them, but you just need to make sure that, you know, is, you know, you would qualify with your particular pension. So, you know, I would just have somebody look at your overall financial plan and help you develop a strategy that meets your goals based on your values, that addresses, you know, giving you the peace of mind that you and your wife are looking for, that meets your income needs for the rest of your life and your wife's life, and gives you the flexibility to be able to use that money as you see fit, invest it, and even pass it on as an inheritance or, you know, give it away to charity at your death. So I think there's just a host of considerations there that you need to look at, you know, as you make this decision. So what I would do, David, is connect with a certified Kingdom advisor there in Florida. You could do that on our website at faithfi.com. Just click Find a CKA and do some of that planning. I think that'll give you some more peace of mind just to make sure that you've thought through the whole picture before you made that final decision. Quickly to Park Rapids, Minnesota. Craig, I've got just about 45 seconds. How can I help you?
Okay, I have $10,000 in IBON. And I can get a higher rate of interest in a CD from my credit union. Yeah. I've got a nonprofit. I'm leaving for Thailand. I think I can transfer that out of the Treasury direct by online and move it into the CD. I think that's the correct decision.
Yeah, I like that option a lot. I mean, you know, when they were at 9.6, it was great. You are going to lose, if you've held it less than 5 years, 3 months worth of interest as a penalty. But that's okay, because I agree with you. Now's the time not to be invested in I-bonds moving forward, because those rates, the composite rate's going to continue to drop. So taking advantage of the higher rates in CDs makes a lot of sense. If you want an institution that shares your values, check out joinchristiancommunity.com. That's the Christian Community Credit Union. Thanks for your call. That's going to do it for us today, folks. On behalf of my team, Robert Sutherland, Devin Patrick, and Robert Youngblood, I'm Rob West. This has been Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Enjoy the rest of your day and come back and join us tomorrow. We'll look for you then. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.